Yes, I'm in a film called The Weekend. It was written and directed by Stella Magee, and it's a romantic triangle that turns into a romantic square. I play a comedian who isn't over her ex, who is played by Tone Bell, who's another very funny comedian. And he has moved on and is dating somebody else who is not me, played by DeWanda Wise. And I invite him to my mom's bed and breakfast. He brings his girlfriend. It's upsetting. It's very awkward. It's tense, but also funny to watch, but not if you're in it. And then a separate person comes, a stranger to all of us, checks into the bed and breakfast and starts flirting with me. And then that makes my ex jealous. And it's a big kerfuffle and very fun.
That's great. Yeah, it is a kerfuffle. So the beginning starts with you doing some stand-up. So what was it, what kind of drew you to the character? I know you're a comedian, but do you do stand-up too? And like, how did you relate to Zadie?
Yeah, I've been doing stand-up for 10 years. So I was attracted to the character for many reasons, but also it was a kind of easy choice because I already have that skill. And I think when Stella was talking to me about the character, she was saying she likes the idea of this character being a stand-up because, you know, stand-ups are usually very honest and can be honest to a fault sometimes, which I have seen in my friend groups and also within me. So it was fun to play a character like this and use stand-up as a device to move the story.
Yes, absolutely. And I know I've been in tons of shows where I hear people talking about kind of like cringeworthy things about their relationships, so that felt very real to me.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah. So how do you think your character has sort of changed throughout the film?
You know, one reason I kind of like this film is that I don't think she changes that much. Like, she is pretty harsh in the beginning and self-deprecating, and people from all around her are telling her she needs to get herself together. And towards the end of the movie, she at least gets more self-confidence and love within herself to realize that she can thrive on her own. But she is still kind of a mess by the end of the movie, which I like. You know, I don't, that's kind of real life. People don't really transform within 90 minutes or, you know, months. Sometimes it takes years for that to happen. So I do like that she did grow. She did learn stuff, but it wasn't such a drastic change that now her life's different. Like, there's slight differences, but all because of things that she is choosing to do.
Right, and I think that, you know, it was just a weekend. That's not enough time to really completely transform.
Absolutely, yeah. It can still impact your life, but it's ultimately going to stay pretty much the same.
Right. And so were you able to improv at all?
Yeah, Stella made a very chill, open environment throughout the whole shooting process, and it was very fun. And there's, you know, Tone's a comedian, DeWanda's an amazing actor, Alon's an amazing actor, so she hired us for a reason, and she was very trusting with us and let us ad-lib and play whenever we had time to do that, and some of that made it into the movie. So yeah, it was pretty cool, and I feel like when directors let the actors improvise a little bit, it makes for a more natural conversation. And since most of this movie is primarily conversation and conversations moving the story, it helps when it feels real.
Right. And then I'm sure it was probably fun to be so awkward around DeWanda too.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun to be awkward around all of those people. I mean, in real life, I am her biggest fan and love her so much. But it was very fun to butt heads with her on screen.
Right, yeah. And so how do you think this movie compares to other things you've done?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's just a different movie from other stuff that I've done. I haven't played a character like this on screen, really. I think usually what I'm doing is, like, I'm the comedic relief that comes in for a second and then leaves. And this is a very sarcastic character being the lead of the movie, which I think is rare. And it was very fun to, like, be that and portray that person, because that person's real and also lives a life and has a story of their own. They're not just the side character all the time, but usually that's what that person is delegated to do. And it was nice to see this person be the lead for a change.
Oh yeah. I there was a line about, you sort of say that you speak like you're like an emotional supporting, you know, character in a movie. I thought that was great.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that was, like, calling it out, too. Like, usually this person, this character, is the support of the main character, but now this person is the main character, and everyone else has to deal with it.
Right, and we all know that person, too, who just drips with sarcasm, so.
Mm-hmm.
So I have one last question. So you lived in New York for a while. What does it mean to be back here at the Tribeca Film Festival?
Oh, it's great. I love New York. I was here for 9 years and have grown up here, basically. I've become an adult here. So it's really cool to have some work that I'm really, really proud of being displayed in New York for people to see. And I have a bunch of friends coming to the screening tonight. I'm so excited. And yeah, it just like feels like a nice welcome home.
That's great. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we end?
I'm just excited for people to see it. I'm excited for more eyeballs to get on this film, and I'm super proud of the work we all did together.